child is me, he will.
Yes. Praise God.
Just
Praise God. Praise God. Are you happy this morning? I am. And you should be too. First of all, I want to say I'm still here in Dalton because you guys presented me with a big problem. It's a good problem, though. Father God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for each and every Jesus believer and Ted Liner that helped bring this mission into fruition. Mission into fruition. Okay. First of all, you know the enemy getting stuff, not with you all, with me. And I went to rent a truck, and they told me I couldn't rent a truck. Okay? They wanted me to almost put the price of the truck on the credit card. And I guess I'm going to have to get a credit card because I turned my credit cards in a long time ago, and I use a debit card. That way, if I don't have it, I can't spend it. And so I pretty much stay on budget. And so I called up Corporate Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And I talked to somebody in corporate. And they were going to have to explain to me why I've been using the same card with them. And now they tell me because it says budget, and because it had a business name on it, we couldn't use it. I'm thinking, no. I got to talk to somebody else. So I talked to somebody else. They told me what to do. I set up a business account through Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And then Brother Joe had to go over there like two or three times. Thank God it's only across the street. Behind the Chuck E. Cheese, if you've been here. So anyway, we got that straightened out. They still wouldn't let me rent a truck, but they let me rent something big until my account is established. They gave me a temporary number. That was all good. But you know what? Listen to this carefully, because it's God gave me a message with this whole thing. So I'm going to start the message and I'm going to fill it in. God has established purpose for blessing his people. The main purpose God blesses his children is to establish his covenant. The main purpose God blesses his children is to establish his covenant. As it is written, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. You know that, Deuteronomy 8:18. Brothers and sisters, whatever God does has purpose attached to it. And this is why sometimes without adequate preparations, answers to our prayers may not be released until we have a good plan on how to use God's blessings. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Least happily, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. That's in Luke 14:28-30. See, Jesus taught us how needful it is to sit down, count the cost of what we want to do before we do it. And like the Holy Ghost was explaining to me, and like the Holy Ghost wanted me to keep in my remembrance, which I do try to every day, the devil is fighting all believers in the world. Not just me, not just you, but all believers. And the majority of the people around us are under the control and the influence of the devil. So God was saying, I'm doing what you're telling me. And God was letting me know that, Erica, do you understand something? The devil can give a person wealth. The devil can give a person whatever they want as long as they will use it to serve him. Okay. He said, so when you see people who got their wealth from God, you know that the same way, or got their job from God, or got their whatever from God, likewise, he said, you will know someone who got their wealth from the devil. And he was telling me, like, where they spend their money and how they spend their money and in what company they keep will give us the source to people's wealth. So then he gave me Deuteronomy 10:14. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's thy God, the earth also with all that are therein. And I'm thinking, okay, God, where is this going, I wonder? He say, I'm going to show you some things. And he was telling me, you know, like, he, God, is the owner of the whole universe, everything. And he was telling me that the devil's chief work, you know that, Erica, you know that, is to oppose God. But I never thought about it. He was saying, like, the devil steals wealth and gives it to his agents to use them contrary to God's wishes. And then the Holy Spirit was letting me know, if you want to get blessings from God, you got to be prepared to use God's blessings to his glory alone. And that's why we cannot conform to any standards of the world, and that we must be willing at all times to offer whatever we receive from God back to him the way he wants it, not how you want it. And then he related that to me through the problem that God had with Cain. You see, Cain sacrificed to God on his own terms, and God rejected his sacrifice. I'm going to finish this up in a minute because it's really, really good. So this blessing that we're about to enter into. Now God gave me this after I had already overnighted a cashier's check to where I'm going to get what I'm going to get. I took a picture of the check. And I sent it to the person. I called them up. You see, originally, I had told them I only wanted three of those items. Just three. When I called them back, I told them I wanted 40. Now I need 50. So I paid them already for 40. I'm going to have to add 10 more. I want to thank you this morning for your blind faith in God, which Mark 11:22 tells you that you have to have faith in God. Some people on this radio program had so much faith in God that they sent me money to get extra of these so that those who didn't have any cash, which lets me know I got to really help them, because you're not supposed to be broke. And I'm not going to use that. I never used to use that word poor until I became a missionary. And then somebody, a Jesus believer, corrected me and asked me not to use that word anymore. And I thought about it. That's right. I didn't use it when I made my first $1 million. I didn't use it. I wouldn't let anybody use it around me either. You see? So what happened is, where I'm going to pick up the goods, they don't have a big operation either. They kind of like me. And they're old like I am. Praise God for long life and health and strength. I thank you for it this morning, Father God. So because each item comes with its own certificate of authenticity in your name, you're going to receive a certificate of authenticity in your name. So it looks like I kind of put some heavy work on them. And I had somebody coming here, which I had forgotten about, today. And they were coming from a long way. So I said, God, what can I do? He said, oh, well, just, you know, when they get here, minister to them, because your other believers on the other end going to be very busy. I said, okay. Okay. And God, and I asked them, you know, I kind of like told them I would bring the money for the others when I came. So I sent them a cashier's check for the 40 paid for. And don't worry about it. I got the money for the other 10 because another Tedliner donated for four. And then I looked as I added all the money up, I had enough to use the money, the leftover money, to get some more, because I know that whether they could afford it, unless, you know, there are some people who feel like it wasn't worth it. Well, they ain't got to worry about it. I ain't going to send them nothing anyway. Because this is something that I value spiritually. And if you know me, you know I value spiritual things metaphorically anyway a lot. Things that you can use as a point of contact. Things that will bring your faith up to another level. Things that will bring you into a manifestation of the reality of God and his goodness. Amen. So it took me a while to get the list together for each certificate. Now, remember what happened when we did I didn't want that to happen again when we did the unborn babies, the life certificates. The devil had jammed that up. Jessica just found the list when the hackers hacked us all up. So you're going to be getting a big package at the same time. If I called you yesterday, it's because I was making sure I was spelling your name right, because you got one coming if I wasn't certain how to spell your name. And I'm just thrilled. But this is what God gave me. Now listen, God broke one lady. She called me up and she said, well, I'm having a difficulty doing this, blah, blah, blah. And I went to your Jesus Believers website. I ain't seen no PayPal. And then I went to Tedline. I still have all of that. Ain't nothing gone nowhere. I haven't even had time to change nothing over because I've been very busy. And I'm happy, really. Because I'm witnessing God preaching the truth and the reality of his word back to me, making it tangible, you know? I didn't put my hands on it. I could see it. And when you see the whole beauty of what's happening in this ministry. Can't speak for nobody else's. But I do know this. All believers all over the world that believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and know the love that God had for us through this whole passion experience, it's just, I can't be describing it. Anyway, this is the message. The problem that God had with Cain, he sacrificed to God on his own terms, and God rejected his sacrifice. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respected. In addition, Cain was very wroth and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? In addition, why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? In addition, if thou do not well, sin lieth at the door. In addition, unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. That's out of Genesis chapter 4, verse 5 through 8. Let's bow your head and say, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, help me get this. Help me get this. You know why? You've already done it. See, I'm not coming to you and say, if you give, you're going to get something. You've already sown that seed. You've already given. And this is the beautiful thing about God. You got to understand that whatever you receive from God belongs to God. And therefore, you must be willing at all times to listen to him and to discover how to offer those things back to his glory. I hear me? Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For every beast of the field is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Psalm chapter 50, verse 10. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remained among you. This is Haggai 2 and 5. Fear ye not. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. 1 Corinthians 10 and 26. The earth and all the people living on it belong to God. If the earth, all of us living on this earth, belong to God, then nobody, not one of us, has any right to use anything on earth without God's permission. Yay! You getting this? Tell me out about eight of you. God owns the universe. Post that in that chat room. Post this in the blog talk. God owns the universe. God owns the universe. However, God is willing to bless his children and prosper us above others. Give me this morning. Now, God gave me this after you had already given. You've already given. It is also important to understand that none of God's blessings and prosperity should be used to glorify the devil. We got to get this right, and we got to be willing to obey God's laws and God's plan. I need you to post this. 12 people. God is starting right now to give us financial miracles as well as spiritual miracles and prosper us. Did you get it? God is starting right now. God had one lady give that was under a curse of spiritual poverty. I don't know where it come from. I don't know how it got on her, but she was under a curse of spiritual poverty. She struggled to give that offering that broke us through. You see, God always uses one. He ain't got to use but one. One believer. God is starting right now. This was yesterday. To give us financial miracles and spiritual miracles that are going to prosper us. God is searching for true believers who will serve him and use his blessings to bless others. God is searching for true believers that will use his blessings to win lost souls back to him. Well, how do you know that? Well, the Bible says so right here in Psalms chapter 4, verse 3. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. You see, Isaiah 43:7-21, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Brothers and sisters, for whether we live, we are to live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Yes! Look, God was ministering this to me. God has prepared all blessings that his children would ever need. But you got to be ready not to compromise your faith. God can go to any extent your faith can go to bless you. Every believer belongs to God by creation and by redemption. Yes, we also belong to God. He watches over our lives and preserves us all. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zion, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went, and she did according to the saying of Elijah. That's what you did yesterday. That's what you did yesterday. You followed, you believed, hallelujah. This Bible says, and she and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of oil wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. That's 1 Kings 17:8-16. But seek ye first the kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. The Holy Ghost just pressed in my spirit. Remember, Erica, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Cue your people that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That would be 1 Peter 2:9. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost impressed upon me very heavily. God rules over everything in heaven and on earth because he created all things. He rules our lives because he created and redeemed us. Glory be to God. As a believer, you got to spend your time serving God alone. You got to dedicate your time, your money, your talent, your gifts, and your whole life to God. And then God said, now remember last week when I gave you that message that included Isaiah 45:11. I said, yeah, I remember. He said, go look at it. Just look at the B part. Concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. You see, the Holy Ghost said God is provoking mankind to believe for all things. With almost exaggerated speech, God shows us that God is on our side. I said, where is that at? He said, okay. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. God, brothers and sisters, is speaking here clearly how he created all things. And then he points to it and says, concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Remember that? Concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. He said, you didn't do that. He said, you didn't do that because you couldn't do that. He said, but now you can do that. Concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. He said, it is always taking courage to bring deliverance to men and women, Erica. He said, the fearful in their weakness, he said, they may long for freedom. They may want power. And they might desire it, he said, but yet they will always remain a slave. I said, what? Yeah. He said, but he that will believe and rise up in the strength of the faith of God to challenge and destroy the forces of evil and bondage will discover that all the omnipotence of God is there at their disposal. Command the work of my hands. Command ye me. He said, Erica, you got some people? They so busy praying and not acting. He said, they so busy praying. He said, remember what Dr. Oral Roberts said? I said, I do. He said, don't ever become so spiritual that you know earthly good. He said, that's what's wrong with them. He said, there's a time to pray and there's a time to act. Prayer without action is words without faith. I said, oh. He said, the power that rests in their prayer is determined by the courage that they have to convert their words into action. He said, what value is a check if you don't try to cash it? And what value are the promises of God if you do not exercise faith in them? This is the part that got me right here. You ready? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has put God's own omnipotent power in the hands of those of us who will just believe. He said that you know the principle of the law of faith, Erica. He said, I want you to use it this morning. I want you to show them how to use it that don't know. Because in Mark 11:23, Jesus gives us the principle of the law of faith. And it is, whoever says, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Brothers and sisters, that is the God kind of faith. This is the way the God kind of faith works. And you exercised it yesterday. You see, in Mark 11:22, my favorite scripture, Jesus said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Then he comes over there in Isaiah 45:11. Command ye me the work of my hands. Ask me of the things to come concerning my sons. But concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. This morning, if you sent money, yes, God, yes, yes, yes. I don't care how much you sent, because you can't match what some people sent. And God wants you to stop looking at other people and you act on your behalf. I was so happy. One believer said to me in a text, just tell me whatever what you need, whatever amount you need, and I'll send it to you. Just give me the number, and I'll send it to you. I was so happy to call them up and say, I just need you to send the money for your chair. If you want to send an additional donation, I'm not going to turn it down, because I know good seed it can go in. But I was happy to tell them, I don't need anything else. God did it. Are you hearing me this morning? God did it. And of course, they sent the money for their chair and a little extra. Other person called me up and said, look, I know you're going to drive wherever you're going, because I ain't telling. They said, so I figured that XXX ought to cover whatever you have to rent. and give you a little for gas too. Hear me, this money. You already gave, but you know what you didn't do? You didn't ask God. You didn't command ye God the work of his hands on the seed that you sowed. Yet, I said, you didn't command ye God the work of his hands, seed that you sowed. Right now, each and every one of you, wherever you are, I want you to talk to God about that seed that you already sowed. So I ain't begging for no money. I'm begging for you to communicate to your creator what you need that seed to be created into. Are you hearing me this morning? Command ye me the work of my hands. You've already planted the seed. Now, speak to that seed in the name of Jesus by the power of God's Holy Ghost. Believe you me, you have done a good work. You have done a great work. But the Holy Ghost say, we didn't finish it. Right now, wherever you are, all over the world, you already sent the seed. And if you didn't, somebody sent it for you. Somebody was concerned about your soul. Right now, I want you to put a name on that seed. Lord God, I've planted my seed. I've dedicated my house to you. Lord, I want the mortgage paid off so I can minister in this house of yours with less stress and no anxiety. Lord, I planted my seed. I don't have a husband. I don't have a covering. Lord, I planted my seed. I don't have a wife. You say he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord. I don't have that supernatural favor because I don't have a wife. I want you, command ye me, the work of my hands. I want you to name that seed that you've already planted. And you better hurry up because I already got it in the ground. I want you to do that right now. Talk to God about that seed. And you thank him if you was too stingy to send one. Or maybe you didn't have it. But you know what? You could have sent you probably couldn't send a penny because it costs more to send a penny than to receive a penny. So don't send a penny. But you could have sent $5. You could have sent $1. You could have sent something just to honor God in the work because you believe in it.
Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners. Jesus Messiah. Thank you.
Well, that's what we're doing, walking up the King's Highway. I will see you. I'm glad in the name of Jesus. Now watch. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Those seeds that you name, the Holy Ghost has put his miracle working power behind them. And you will see them come to manifestation in your own life. I'll see you tomorrow. I might not see you tomorrow. I might be on the road. But you'll hear from me. You will hear from me in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Ah.